Okay, we continue Shir HaShirim. We're in the first chapter, Pasuk Tes Zayin. We're coming to the final request of the Jewish people in this chapter, where Hashem keeps explaining why he can't bring the Mashiach so soon. So now the Jewish people give one more reason why Hashem should bring the Mashiach quickly. That's going to be the last two psukim of this parak. So the Jewish people start off. Okay, this is Tezayim. Hinecha yofed odi afnoim afarseinu ra'anono. So hinecha, behold, you are yofe, you are beautiful, dodi, my beloved. Afnoim, even pleasant. Af arseinu ra'anono, but our couch is leafy. Like it's like a nice comfortable couch. So what's going on over here? So in Tes Zayin, the Tzura Mor explains, Hin Chayofa Dodi, Mach Mashiro in Hayisrael. Since the Jewish people see, She'ein Lahem Lavo Bizchusam, they see they don't have the merits. Hashem says earlier generations had much more merits, and you don't have the merits. So Uvazeh Hischilu Levakish B'Taina. Now they come. They begin with a new request, a new point. Shiyas Eleman Shema Gadol. Hashem, you should do it for yourself. Don't do it for us. Do it for your holy, your great name. Shishkadesh Bagoyim, that you'll be sanctified amongst the non-Jews, Velo Yischalel, and not be desecrated. Vizeh Shomron, that's what they say kind of here. Hincha Yofed Dodi. Hashem, behold, you are beautiful. What does that mean? Hainu atzmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your essence, Hashem, is beautiful. That's hin chayof. Behold, Hashem, your essence is beautiful, my beloved. And not only that, but a double expression. Af noim. And also, you're pleasant. He's talking about in your midos. That's the next line. Hainu b'midosav. And now he just says in brackets, which is an interesting point he's saying, Kain Shamar Tavid Bekeful Shmo, whenever you find Hashem's name doubled, Shetikna, for example, now you'll appreciate this better. What do we do in Tavling when you hear a bracha, Baruchat Hashem, we say, Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shmo. So you ever wonder what that means exactly? It's kind of repetitive. Blessed is he and blessed is his name. What's the double blessing for? Just say, blessed is he. The answer is, Hainu Atzmosav, that means his essence, Umidosav, and his character. In other words, Hashem himself is blessed, and his attributes are blessed. Okay.
Reputation attributes?
Well, midos. Yeah. The way midos are the way people behave towards other people.
By whom is he blessed? By us or by him?
Okay, so that's already getting into a whole new thing. The idea meaning, you know, a person is, in other words, when you talk about a name, we're going a little bit off topic, but it's worthwhile. If we talk about a name, what's the purpose of a name? Why do you need to have a name?
Identifying.
Purpose. Identifying who?
The person you...
But who needs to be identified? Do you need to be identified? Do you know who you are, Sammy?
I know. But
so you don't need a name.
Yeah, but we have a lot of people here. You want to address me, you have to use my name.
Okay, so you need a name only for other people.
Right. Correct.
If you lived on a desert island, if you lived on a desert island by yourself with one other person, then you wouldn't need a name.
Right. So you're not having a name, but I guess not really.
Yeah. If nobody else but you and one other person,
no, I know. I guess
okay. It's just you because there's nobody else. So the name is really how people relate to you.
Right.
So Hashem's essence can be holy. Hashem is holy, for sure. Hashem is very blessed, is very holy. But maybe other people don't know that. And that's the problem. Many people in the world don't know that God exists, let alone that he's holy. Or if he is, he exists. He's a mean and angry God, whatever. So that's what we're saying, that Baruch Hu, blessed is Hashem, and blessed is his name. Meaning that Hashem's essence is blessed, and his name, other people relate to him, is blessed. And that's when we say as well, by the Aleinu, by Yomahu, on that day, Yeh Hashem Echad, Hashem will be one, Ushmo Echad, His name will be one. Meaning to say, on that day, He always is one, but His name isn't always one. The rest of the world does not relate to God being the only force of existence, and there's no other force but Him, V'neinu Milvado. So that's that second point. And therefore, what we're saying over here is that Hashem, we want your name should be holy. Really, your name is holy, and your attributes are holy. But when does the world recognize that? Obviously, Hashem is perfect. But does the world relate to Hashem as being perfect? The world says, where's your God? The Nazis say, where's your God? So what is that? It's a Chilul Hashem. That terrible things happen to the Jewish people, by definition, is a Chilul Hashem. For Hashem's sake, forget about our sake. How does it look that the chosen people are not very chosen now? So that's what they're saying. Hincha yofed odi, behold, my beloved, you are pretty, you're holy, afnoim, and your attributes are holy. But when does that happen? When does the world recognize this? The last three words, af arseinu ranana. So he says, amnam, commentary, Amos hincha yofa, when are you perceived this beauty? When does the world perceive this beauty? Kisha arseinu ranana, when our couch, as it were, is leafy. In which we have a comfortable shluf. Everything's comfortable by us. That's the idea. Meaning, but there's a little more than this, because what goes on in a bed? What goes on in a bed is people are able to populate themselves from a bed. Right? So it means, Kishaparin Varavian Shal Yisrael, when the Jewish people are fruitful and multiply, and that's hinted to, Hamachunos, that's hinted to, the nickname B'Shem Eres, a bed. Haim Deshenim Varanim, they're like fat and leafy and robust. That's the real thing, when we're robust. Us then, in Chayafa, that's when you are beautiful. Vimla, but if not, if Jewish people are suffering, Chas V'Sholem, Shimcha Mukhulol, your name has been desecrated. Uboin Onu Levakesh, and we are coming out of request. Laman Kidu Shimcha, in order for your name to be sanctified, Shol Yisbaza Hayofi Shalcha, that your beauty should not be denigrated. So that's what they're saying when Jews are tortured and treated like dirt. So what does that say about their God? Their God must, either their God doesn't like them, or their God's not powerful enough to help them. But either way, it's a desecration of God. So we're saying, forget about us. What about you? And they continue with this theme in Pasuk Yud Zayin. They give another example of showing when that beauty of Hashem is realized. Not only when the Jewish people are prosperous, is that good for Hashem, but there's another indicator that makes it good for Hashem, and that's in Pasuk Yud Zayin. Koros, ba'teinu arozim, rohiteinu virosim. Koros, those are walls. Koros, ba'teinu, the walls of our house, arozim, are made out of cedar wood. Rahuitenu, our corridors, Birosim, our cypresses, types of a wood too. What does that mean? Says the Tzor Hamor, Koros Potenu Arozim, Sheva Hamishkanhu, these are words of praise for the tabernacle. Zeh, that's what he's saying. Umos of its going, Al Af Arsenu Ranana, those last words that our couch is leafy. It's not, you're not beautiful to the eyes of the nations. Rock only. Bios arsenu ranana, that our couch is leafy. But also, vekoros botenu arozim, but also the walls of our home will be made out of cedar. Also, rohitenu berosim, and our corridors out of cypress, meaning to say, hakroshim shel amishkan, the boards of the Mishkan, heim me'atze biroshim. They're made from wood, biroshim wood. Now, the commentary below has a whole discussion. What do you tell me, biroshim wood? It seems to be atze shitim. They were really trees of a shitim, which is a different type of tree. So there's a whole discussion exactly what it is, and he kind of concludes that the Mishkan was made out of Atzei Shittim, and the Beis HaMikdash was made from Atzei Beroshim, different types of trees. Okay. But and then others say that maybe Atzei Shittim are the choicest of the Atzei Beroshim. So it's a discussion exactly what type of wood's over there. But clearly, it's not enough. So really, the way he's saying it over here, that it's not just that our beds are leafy and the walls of our houses are made out of cedar, meaning to say that our homes are comfortable too, but also we need your corridor, our corridors, our Mishkan has to be standing up. Hayofi shalchal, your beauty is only perceived, eina rakish ha-mishkan bonei al tilo, when the Mishkan is built in its perfection. Vazhin chayofa, then you're beautiful. Valkein, therefore, we know when Mashiach comes, we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash again. Okay, Tasa Bishvil Kiddush Shimcha, so do all this for the sanctification of your name. Shalo Yischalel Hayofi Shalcha, so that your beauty should not be desecrated. Okay, let's go to the back now and look at these two psukim in the abridged version. And that's going to be page Kuf Lamed, right-hand side of the page, Kuf Lamed. Let's look at the commentary. It's just one paragraph there. Tez Zion Yud Zion. You see below. Tez, it's one paragraph. The third paragraph on the bottom there. Achshav Knesset Yisrael Balavakish Al Hagu'ul Laman Kvod Shmo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now the Jewish people are requesting for the redemption to come in honor of Hashem's name. And that's what it means. Hincha Yofa Dodi. Meaning Ha'atzma Shalcha. Your essence is beautiful, my beloved. Afnoim also pleasant is b'mido secha, your attributes. Avol kol ayovi shalcha be'eni amim hurak, but that whole beauty of the eyes of the nations is only af arseinu ranana, which is dinah shebechinas hapiriyah v'rivya shal Yisrael, in terms of Jews being fruitful and multiplied. She arsom, it's their bed, d'shein v'rana, that's it's robust and leafy. V'gam emes ayovi shalcha be'eni amim niros. And also, when is the beauty, your beauty seen in the eyes of the nations? Nira kishakaras batenu arazim rahitain brosim. Kiboshanya babinina mishkan, as it was in the Mishkan. Vimlav chas v'shalom, if not shimcha mechulo benamim. Your name is desecrated amongst the nations. Ukachan avakshim, therefore we ask, aseleman kiru shimcha shalo yisbazi yovchavlam. Do it in order to sanctify your name so your name will not be denigrated in the world. Okay. So really, I believe really the words koros boteinu arozim really is referring to the Mishkan as well, right? There's different types of wood in the Mishkan, so the entire pasuk really is from those types of wood that is made. Okay, that ends the first chapter. Second chapter, interestingly enough, as opposed to the give and take that was going on throughout this first chapter, we'll notice in the second chapter, it's straight, just the Jewish people talking, the entire chapter. And then the following chapter is going to be Hashem straight, talking all the way across, and then which goes on even into the fourth chapter. So therefore, the second chapter is completely the Jewish people speaking over here. Okay, so let's continue. Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Ani chavatzelas hasharon shoshanas ho'amokim. Okay, what does that mean? I am a chavatzelas. A chavatzelas is a rose. But we're going to see there's two different types of roses here. Chavatzelas hasharon. The rose of the Sharon. The Sharon is a part of Eretz Yisrael. And shoshanas, it's also another type of rose. Hamakim of the valleys. So what does this mean? Let's see the commentary here. Ani chavatzelas sharon. We're back on page Lamed Hey. Klomar, meaning to say, v'gam ein l'chol Yisraim kol kach achateinu. Now they're going back and saying, you know, and we are doing having sins, and you should be upset with our sins, but you shouldn't be so upset with our sins. Why? Ki ani chavatzelas, because I am a rose of the Sharon. Muvur bezohar. The Zohar explains the following. Shechavatzelas hasharon, the rose of the Sharon, hu yorok, it's red, but hanoite, next page, ksas leadmumis, it is colored slightly towards red, right? Ma she'en kein shoshana hu adom. It's the shoshana is really red. Okay, so again, I skipped a word. Chavel sharon hu yarok. It's green. It's green. So it's really green with a little tinge of red. So I don't know. Maybe it's not a rose, actually. I don't know any beautiful flowers that are green. Your rose can be green or yellow. So I don't know. What color is a lily?
They have green color roses too.
What?
They have green color roses too in England.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe it's
in Israel.
Okay, fine. So
they
he's
green roses nowadays too.
Oh, I guess they can do anything nowadays, right? But anyway, it's a rose that's of the Sharon that's really green, that's starting to get a little red, while the Shoshana Hu Adom, it's completely red, real red rose. Vadin, and we know the attribute of justice, Mukhuna B'Shem Odem. And the Zohar says red is the color of justice, which makes sense. Red is blood, get killed, whatever, that's... Red is anger. Your face is red with rage. This all red is the attribute of justice. So what are the Jewish people saying over here? They're saying that we are the rose of the Sharon and the rose of the valley. So he's saying, "V'zesh amra Knesset Yisrael." This is what Jewish people are saying. Shemikodim in the earlier times, kishahay Yisrael b'malo ha'elyona, when the Jewish people were on a much higher level. Even though when there was a little bit of judgment against them, it was like the color green, like that rose of the Sharon, meaning not a lot of judgment. A little bit of judgment, okay, but not a lot. We weren't so bad. Shoshana Samakim, on the other hand, yes, I was the Chavetz Zelos, but now we're the Shoshana Samakim, which means... afterwards, even when the judgment was even stronger, where it's mamish red, like the red of the rose, still in all, even though we were really bad in the olden days, there were different times, we still were like the rose of the valley. Now, what's so special about the rose of the valley versus other roses? He says, in three ways, the rose of the valley has three virtues. Okay, I'm not a botanist here, so I'm trusting the Tzror Hamor. You could bring your way in on this if you have any green thumbs here. Number one, sheyesh lo revach svivosa. It has space around it. It has room to grow better. Ve'ein shum dover meitzira, and there's nothing that bothers it. In other words, as you'll see in a minute, the opposite to that. You'll see in a minute. Okay? But, so it's got room to grow. Nothing's bothering it. Ugedila al rov maim. It's growing by water. The valley. The valley's got water. The rain goes into the valley. So it's very well irrigated. Umis hapeches migaven legaven. And it can shift from color to color, as it says in the Zohar. Okay, interesting. Vechein. And so it is Hayinu, that's how it was. Achlo Galinu, before we were exiled, Shalahoya Shum Dover. Now see the analogy. When we were not yet exiled, we were bad. We were bad in Israel. And you punished us. But we weren't in exile. So therefore, Shalahoya Shum Dover Meitziru Machiv Lanu. There wasn't anything that was distressing us and paining us. Vegam Hayulanu Harbe Shefa Manavim. And we had lots of abundance from the prophets. That would chastise us to improve. So we were better. So let's take a look in footnote 3. He summarizes this very nicely. Look at footnote number 3. Ein shum dover. Raveinu Mavar, the Rebbe explains, there's three characteristics of the rose that grows in the valley. Aleph. Shein dover shemeitza legidula sheyesh lo revako. There's nothing... impacting on its growth, hurting its growth, because it's lots of space. Nothing's in the way. Bay, sheyesh lo shum ribu shel mayim legodol alehem. There's a lot of water to irrigate it. Gimel, shemis hapechas legavin legavin. It changes from color to color. Now, what's the allegory? Vanimshal, the allegory, the reality is, L'klal Yisrael, B'dursar Hashonim, Shekodim HaGolos, the Jews and the earlier generation before the exile. Shalom Gimel Masu, we had three virtues. Number one, Shaloy Yoivi Mitzimlam, our enemies weren't bothering us yet. Bei Shoylohem Nevim, Sheishpilim, we had prophets that influenced them. That was the water. Torah's water. They would talk to us. They would tell us to be better. They irrigated us. They were successful in getting us to do tshuva. V'hapchu also would change us. May roim from bad letoving to good. Like the rose that changes colors. I don't know. I'm not an expert in roses. Roses change colors. I don't know that. But he's saying roses change colors. Okay, guys, look it up. Google it up. Do a little research on roses and see if there are roses. Okay, the rose of the valley, if it changes colors. So we changed colors. When we were bad, it was red, we were bad, but the prophets talked to us, and it changed, it got better. Okay, so in other words, he's saying that we had two different generations, where certain generations weren't that bad at all, where the rose wasn't very red, and we also had a generation where the rose was red, but still they had advantages. Contrast that to now, in the exile in Pasuk Beis, which is the more famous Pasuk. Let's look at Pasuk Beis. Kisho shana bein hachochim kein rayosi bein habonos. But not like now. Kisho shana, like the rose, bein hachochim, between the thorns. Ah, kein rayosi, so is my beloved bein habonos, between the daughters. What does this mean? So let's look at the commentary on Beis. Kishoshana ben achochim, ma she'ein kein achshov, which is not the case now, shadin hu betokef, the judgment is powerful, odem, the red, very powerful, va'umos matzirim lanu, and the nations of the world are inflicting pain upon us, kishoshana ha'gedela ben achochim, like the rose that's growing amongst the thorns, because as the rose wants to grow, the thorn pierces into it. Before it was lots of room to grow, nothing was in the way. The rose among thorns, the nations are piercing us. They're making it hard for us to grow. So it is, Rayasi, so is my beloved Bein Abanos. Who's this? Hainu Yisrael. This is the Jews. Remember, the daughters is Bein Amos. Between the nations, they're the other daughters, Benos Yerushalayim, as we said before. Shein made seer no son, they inflict pain upon us. Kamash Shashana Gedela Bein Achochim, just like the rose that grows among storms, belimaim, without water, va'achochim meitzirim nosam, and the thorns are giving them pain. So I guess, so there must be a species of roses. The roses we're used to are the roses that grow among the thorns. That's where they don't change colors. So there must be other species of roses that don't have thorns, and they do change colors. Fascinating.
Like Sharon is a species of plant that grows in Israel.
Well, so he's talking about two things. Chavatzelis HaSharon. Now, it's interesting. It seems that he's talking about two different types of roses. Now, the Sharon is also a valley, right? So he's talking about Chavatzelis HaSharon and Shoshanas HaMakim. Okay, let's see back in the commentary in the second part of the book. And see these two psukim.
Is this Hashem answering? Or is this
this is the Jews talking. I know, it's a little funny because they're referring to themselves in the third person. That's the problem with this commentary. It's referring to themselves in the third person. So let's go back to in the back of the book on page Kuf Lamed and look at those two psukim as well. Right at the bottom of the page now, bottom paragraph. Od mevakeshes Knesset Yisrael rachmi lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people continue to ask for mercy from Hashem v'omeres and say, Shemach mas godol ha'yisurim she'yesh lanu. See, this sometimes the second commentary adds a line that the first commentary doesn't say. That's why I'm doing both. And this is the extra line right over here. Shemach mas godol ha'yisurim, because of all the suffering she'yesh lanu achshav, we have now. V'afal pikein, you're going to see this going on later on in Pasuk Gimel Dalet Hey. In spite of how bad it is now, Vavo became still and all. Ain't no osimus, we don't leave you. Yeshua, you should have mercy on us. He's setting it up. First two psukim, He's already saying, well, it used to be better, now it's worse, and you'll see from Pasuk Gimel on, you're going to see it's even worse, but we're still there. So this becomes a new argument that as bad as it is, no matter how you're mistreating us, we still haven't left you. So for that reason, you should have mercy on us. And that's how he explains, Vizel, Ani, I, Bidoras HaKodmi, in the earlier generations, Koyashel Yisi B'mal Yona, when I was on a higher level in earlier generations, L'hoyele Rak Tzastin Shemaim, there's only a little bit of judgment from heaven. Come on, Gavon HaYeruk, like the green color, HaKayim B'chavatzal Shasharon, like the rose of the Sharon. She'enamura Aldin Gomer K'gavain Adom, where it's not total judgment in like the color red. And even in, after that, in later generations, in the past, before the destruction, when there was much more judgment, going on to the next page, against the Jews, like the redness of the rose, it was only like the rose of the valley. There was nobody bothering them. In the second hand, Harbe Mayim Lahaglam, a lot of water to irrigate them. Umishtana Megemel Lagaven, and would change colors. Kumokain Simla Yamasovim Shell Am Yisol Kaidim Shigol, therefore, the situation of the Jews before the exile. Shav Shah Yakenegdem Ksasti Mindu, there was a little bit of judgments. Vikomokum Loya Kenegdem Kocha Shemit Shimla Mamish, but there weren't forces that were Mamish bothering them. From Hayulam Nevim, there were also prophets, Yechzirim Lutmutav, that turned them back to the good. So he's saying, okay, in the past, it wasn't that bad. But now, we are like the Shoshana Ben Achochim. Now it's really terrible. We got everything going against us. And let's continue. And he's now being to say, but see how good we are, because no matter how bad it is, we still want you. As he continues, back in the beginning of the book, Pasuk Gimel. Another way of describing us, besides being the rose amongst thorns, ketapuach ba'atze hayar. Here the word tapuach doesn't mean only an apple, it means like an apple tree amongst the trees of the forest. Kein dodi, so is my beloved, bein abanim, between the sons. Again, it's going to be the goyim again. Interesting, the puzzle before is banos, now it's banim, okay. But still, we're going to say that's bad. Bitsilo chimadati, yet I delighted in his shade, via shafti, and I sat, upirio mosok l'chiki, and his fruits are sweet to my palate. All right, I didn't lay in the pasuk. Kisapuach batzei hayar, kein dodi ben habonim, bitzilo chimadati, via shafti, upirio mosok l'chiki. What does this mean? Commentary in Gimel. Ketapuach batzei hayar, like the apple tree in the forest of trees. Umikal makom, Ra'ah kashrusi. Still not see my kosherness. See my worthiness. Shav shach shav, even though now, he already explained. Shenachlu keshashona ben achochi, we're like a rose amongst thorns. Also, v'hakodesh baruch hu linagdeinu, Hashem's like against us who, how is he like? Ra'ah ketapuach b'yatze ayar. We're only like the apple tree in the forest of the trees. What's so bad about the apple tree? Ketapuach ein lo tzel. Because the apple tree has no shade. Okay, interesting. Has no. It's
shade?
Based on a medrash. It says, I'm looking at source 6, the bold. Everybody runs away from that tree. She'ain lo tzel. Has no shade.
The shader has no sun. It's lower down. Right?
No, well, tzel is no shade.
The trees are bigger. It has lots of shade.
The other trees give a lot of shade. So he's saying the medrash over there is saying just like the apple. That's what he's saying. That's on this pasuk. The medrash says just like the apple tree, everyone runs away because it has no shade. So did the nations run away from Hashem at Matan Torah. So maybe it'll happen also to the Jews that will run away. He says no, but silo chamadi. I still was happy even with the very little shade that we have. I guess the apple tree doesn't give off a lot of shade.
No,
it's just branches.
Right.
It's branches with apples.
That's right.
Other trees have a lot of shade.
Leaves, yes.
So you don't go to an apple tree for shade.
No.
But so even though we're not being shaded so much, right? And yet, we're still hanging on with you. Back upstairs. But the other trees of the forest, Silim Rub, they have a lot of shade. So things are also not good. Things aren't so shady for us. Mentioned in the first chapter how we're burning up in the sun, if you recall. Kein Dodi, so is my beloved. Zakarishra, this is Hashem. Bein Abonim, between the children, Bein almost between the nations. Meaning to say, Kikol Haumus Yoshim Tachas Tzel Hasarim Shel Mal Megimelim. All the other nations are living under the shade of their ministering angels that are above them, that protect them. Vanochi, but me, the Jews, Ainli Tzel Eishav Tachtov. I don't have shade to sit under, just this apple tree. Vashemish Makabi Begodel Hatzaris, and the sun is beating down on me with great suffering. But still and all, it's so bad. Vim calls that still and all. Bitsilo Chimari, I still delight in that shade. I still delight with the little shade. I'm delighting in that. Upiria Mosoklachi, and why am I still delighting? Because I remember the past. Machma Shapiria Shanime Kave, because of the fruits that I'm longing for. Shasi Lava, that will come. Mosoklachi ki are sweet to my palate. Why? Heyos ki kvarta amti mi piri, because I once tasted that fruit. Beishavenu abeisayayim, when you brought me to the house of wine, which is the next pasuk, which the Jews remember how good it was. Remember how good being at Sinai was, how good being with Hashem was. So they're saying this new argument is, in the early days, okay, it wasn't so bad. If we were bad, there was a way of dealing with it. We could grow, we could still. But now we're a rose among thorns. We're like the apple tree, under the apple tree, that does not give off much shade. But yet we still delight in that, because we know the day will come again where we'll have that delightful taste that we did not have until now. Let's go to the back and read the Pasuk Gimel over there. That puts us on page Kuf Lamed Aleph. It really runs together Gimel, Dalet, and Hay, but we only going to have time to do Gimel. So you see, it says Gimel to Hay. It says V'afal Pi Kain Still No Rei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kasher Si Hashem. Look at my kosherness. Shav Shani Shreva Batzav Shadina Mitzuchim Aleinu Kishashan Ben Achochim. Even though right now I'm in a situation where the judgment is spread against me like a rose amongst thorns, and also V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Amad L'Negdim, Hashem is standing towards us, rock only like Keitz Tapuach Shein Lotzel, like an apple tree that has no shade. But say I are in the trees of the forest, Sheshem Harbe, so the other ones have a lot of shade. Kain Dodi, that's my beloved, Noye Klape Klapi, She'eno Mogeno Leno Kolkach Min Hashemesh, that your conduct towards me is not protecting me so much from the sun. Hachzaka Shalatsaris, which is really that strengthening of the suffering. But between the children, lumas ha'omos, but as opposed to the nations, shishem sar lamal, they have an officer above, shemagunim, that protects them. Aval pikein, still in all. Bitzilo chimadati v'yashafti. V'lo asafti also, I haven't left you. Why? V'zem machmas upiryo, because of your fruit, his fruits, shani mekaveh, that I'm longing for. Shiovalai lo'os, it will come in the future. Masok l'chiki, are sweet to my palate, shikvar to amti mi pirio. I tasted from the fruits at the time when you took us out of Egypt, which will be explained in the next pasuk. So I'm going to have to stop it over here for today. So getting much more insight into this, and it should be zoicha that Hashem should let us be able to taste those fruits once again very soon. Amen.